This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Pause there.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You need a bigger space to grow your business. You need more equipment to meet demand.
You need to make sure everyone gets paid on time.
In business, you need advice, solutions, and sector expertise when it matters. We get it. Absa Business Banking.
7 months says Gazangula Route now generates over $300 million annually due to transport corridor upgrades. Police detained two Mufumbe Town Council officials for alleged forgery and theft. In global news, more than 500 people killed in Tanzania election violence. Good evening, welcome to the Phoenix FM main news. My name is Constance Melby Namunda. Government has disclosed that transport corridor developments have led to Gazangula Route raising over $300 million annually in revenue. Speaking at the official opening of the Land Links Conference in Lusaka this morning, Transport and Logistics Minister Frank Tayali said transport corridors are no longer theoretical routes but active channels of trade, investment and cooperation. Mr. Tayali said before being developed, the Gazangula Route, which is part of the North-South Corridor, will bring in about $50 million annually. He cited Lusaka and Dola dual carriageway as one of government projects redefining connectivity between economic centers and setting new benchmarks through public-private partnerships. Central Corridor Transit Agency Executive Secretary Flori Osande emphasized that Africa's future is in integrated transport corridors. Stanbic Bank Chief Executive Officer Mungwa Tiakalima, who was represented by Bank Head of Business and Commercial Banking, Sandamila, said Africa's transport and trade corridors are central to unlocking regional economic growth and advancing continental integration under the African Continental Free Trade Area, AFCFTA. Police in Northwestern Province have detained an assistant procurement officer and the director of finance at Mufumbo Town Council for alleged forgery and alteration of documents involving the forced supply of cement valued at 44,000 kwacha. Northwestern Province Police Commissioner Bryson Tuale confirmed the development in a statement, saying the arrest followed investigations prompted by whistleblower information circulated on social media. Mr. Suwale has identified the suspects as Maurice Kayombo, an assistant procurement officer, and Ruben Mwandunga, the council's director of finance. He says it is alleged that Kayombo altered a reposition document from a 50 kg bag of cement to 204 bags, while Mandunga approved the transaction. Mr. Suwali says the offence is believed to have occurred between December 2025 and April 2026, adding that during this period, the procurement officer is alleged to have engaged a supplier and arranged for 90 bags of cement to be converted into 19,800 kwacha in cash. He says the two are expected to face charges of altering a document and receiving stolen property linked to the 204 bags of cement that were charged to a supplier under the Constituency Development Fund, CDF. Three people have died following fatal road traffic accident that occurred this morning along the Great North Road at 11 miles, Savannah Hill area of Lusaka. Police spokesman Godfrey Chilavi said the accident involved a Toyota Hiace minibus carrying 16 passengers, which was being driven by Kennedy Pongwa, age 48, of Chizanga compound in Lusaka. Mr. Chilavi says preliminary investigations indicate that the accident happened while the minibus was ascending a hill and the vehicle is reported to have rolled backwards before overturning, resulting in injury to passengers and extensive damage. He says two passengers comprising two males and one female died on the spot and that their identities have not yet been established. Mr. Chilavi says the bodies have since been deposited in the University Teaching Hospital UTH mortuary, awaiting identification and post-mortem examination. He says 10 passengers sustained serious injuries and are admitted to UTH, while three others escaped unhurt.
The bodies have been deposited at the Investigation Hospital mortuary, awaiting identification and post-mortem. 10 passengers sustained serious injuries and admitted to the Investigation Hospital. 3 passengers escaped unhurt. The driver sustained slight injuries and is receiving treatment at Chipata Level 1 Hospital. The Zambia Police Service has instead investigations to determine the circumstances surrounding the accident, including possible mechanical condition of the vehicle and other contributing factors.
Police in Western Province have arrested two suspects in Kalawa District for alleged stock theft and illegal sale of pet cattle following the theft of two oxen valued at 11,000 kwacha. Western Province Police Commissioner Ray Hamonga has confirmed the arrest, saying the service has recorded a breakthrough in efforts to combat stock theft in the area. Mr. Hamonga explains in a statement that the arrest follow a report made on April 23, 2026, at around 09:10 hours by Christopher Kangongwe, 69 of Hill Park Compound and Mutata Village in Chief Munimu's area, who reported that two oxen had been stolen from grazing claims in Simunyanga area of Mapungu on April 13, 2026, around 15 hours. He says preliminary investigations indicate that the theft was discovered after the cattle caretaker, Nyambe Nyambe, informed the owner that the animals had gone missing and were suspected to have been sold in Kumbwe area. Mr. Hamonga says acting on the information, community members launched a follow-up that led to the recovery of the animals from the cow of Mr. Dominic Masaku in Kumbwe, who indicated that he had purchased the cattle from Mistiku Sitali and Inambao Wamulume, who allegedly delivered them already branded and accompanied by other similarly masked livestock. He says the two suspects, Mistiku Sitali and Inambao Wamulume, have since been apprehended and are in police custody, while the recovered cattle have been secured as exhibits. In global news, a total of 518 people died in Tanzania from unnatural causes in the wake of widespread protests that followed last year's general election. The Commission of Inquiry set up to investigate the violence has announced. However, Commission Chairman Mohamed Chande Osman did not say who was responsible for the death and recommended further investigations. Opposition parties and human rights groups had previously accused the security forces of unleashing a brutal crackdown of anti-government protesters. The BBC reports on this and other world news stories.
A government appointed panel in Tanzania said over 500 people were killed in a violent protest that followed October's disputed presidential election. The UN has called for a full independent investigation. A senior UN official says over 30 million people worldwide will be pushed back into poverty, even if the US-Israeli war with Iran ends tomorrow. Alexander.